Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can do make of this world.
That's the Cloud is bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new award-winning book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend. Chiefhomeofficer.com is his website. Gotwords.com is also his website. He's an award-winning journalist. He helps people with their words, folks. He helps you put your best foot forward with your words. If you need somebody copywriter, if you need an article written, whatever you need to have done with words, he's the best in the business, and so I encourage you to check him out. Hey, Jeff, we're talking about making sure that whenever you're traveling that you're not surprised by the mobile coverage that you're going to have there. I remember going to a place a few years ago where my carrier had voice in a big city. It's a big city. Had voice, but no data. So we couldn't do any email or we couldn't do, you know, any texting or anything like that. We only had voice. And then that got fixed. But Jeffrey recently went to a place where it was kind of out in the boonies a little bit, in the mountains of North Carolina, and you didn't have any coverage, voice or data. And so the lesson you learned was, number one, of course, did you learn not to do business with AT&T anymore? That's the lesson I learned.
I'm kind of tethered for the moment, but yes, I
could go off on an AT&T rant, but I'm not going to. But the key is, when you look at that footprint of their coverage, any of the companies, you've got, wherever you're going, you've got to open it up and see where the holes are, see where the empty places are. And so what do you suggest?
It's funny because you don't think about it, but, you know, I spoke to three levels of customer service when I called when I got back to find out what went wrong and why they don't have blanket agreements, you know, for roaming agreements or off-network usage agreements with their erstwhile competitors. But, you know, you really do. If you're going to be traveling, especially if, you know, Robbie and I, my wife and I, we're traveling and we're both on the same, you know, we're both on AT&T. So you have to know that there's chances that if I'm not going to have service and she's not going to have service, can we afford to not have service? Mm-hmm. And so you need to go to the network coverage map. And if you look at it, if it looks all orange, meaning full coverage, you need to zoom in. What zip codes or cities are you going to be visiting, or towns you're going to be visiting, or regions you're going to be visiting? And, you know, zoom in and see what, because the holes will start to show up. The clear areas where there is no coverage will start to show up. And you need to know that. And, you know, what are your options? If you're, you know, for example, as you know, we do this new effort called Road Trip Mojo. And Road Trip Mojo is about RVing and camping around the country and going to arts and music festivals. You know, it may be something that if you know you're going to be camping and, you know, going to an event, you know, someplace in a specific market, you need to zoom in and see. And if you do this regularly, then you may need to buy, you know, a prepaid wireless phone just to have in your purse or in your backpack or in your glove box of your car, just in case, especially if you need to be connected for some reason. Look, we have children. I can't be disconnected for 4 days. Right. They're adults. I don't want to at this point, but they're not young. But you need to know that you're connected. And so, you know, it's important that you have options out there. You know,
you can call your carrier and ask them, do you have any kind of reciprocal agreement with the other carriers in that area?
Look at the coverage map, and if the coverage map comes up blank in a specific area, as you zoom in, it's literally a map.
See, I'm looking at Verizon's right now, and I see some splotches in the eastern half of the United States, only about three, but it just says 4G LTE coverage not available. Now, I don't know if that means 3G is available. See what I mean? I mean, 3G, if you had 3G, you would have been a happy camper.
They had nothing, and that was a comment that they made to me, is we don't even have 3G there.
Right.
And, you know, so the solutions are get a second phone, which is not really a reasonable solution. But if it's prepaid, you buy a prepaid phone, you just carry it just in case. Another solution is to get a MiFi card on a different network. A MiFi is a little portable internet hotspot that you can carry with you, so you might be able to use Skype, you know, or something else that's internet-based. It's not going to be for your phone. It's going to be for your internet. But you get it under a different carrier and just know also that they have coverage. You know, almost have to lay the maps atop one another and make sure someone's got coverage where you're going. But if you're a traveler, you don't know where you're going to be. So
I'm zooming in here on the Verizon map, you know, and I do see a few little bitty gray sprinkly areas looking, you know, where you might have limited coverage, but it doesn't look like you'd have to drive very far or go very far to be in trouble. Anyway, the main thing, folks, we're trying to get across here is if it's not a big deal, if you're trying to get away from somebody, you know, don't worry about it. But if it's important, like when I travel, I mean, I've got to, if I'm on business, I've got to have coverage. Frankly, with Verizon, it never occurs to me I'm not going to have coverage for business.
Before this weekend, it didn't occur to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I wouldn't have somebody else's network to use.
But I now look at their map and see that there might be a few places, so maybe I need to pay more attention. Hey, Jeffrey,
there you go.
I'm glad you got back okay. You somehow survived no coverage. And it was bad.
I think I have to go see my shrink tomorrow.
You're going to have to get some counseling.
He's going to charge me double. It's going to be a long session.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. Hey, Jeff, come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.